Om Sai Ram. Today, I have come up with a beautiful write-up from the book Sai at 366, which talks about Living Guru Sai, happening on 13th of April. Tukaram had got a dream one night. A great man who was there about 300 years ago, Babaji Chaitanya, gave him dream vision and also gave sacred hymen, that is Mantra Diksha. Babaji Chaitanya was guru or master of Tukaram. It was Lord Panduranga who blessed Tukaram with a master. Vinayak Daji Bhave was knowing that if one reads Guru Gita regularly, Sadguru would be pleased. And as such, he started reading Guru Gita with immense devotion from April 13th, year 1932. He did reading regularly for a month. He did not get the dream, nor as expected, could he get the darshan of Datta. He wanted that he should have a guru or a master, but he wanted that the master to be alive or living. He did not want to accept a master who had already taken Mahasamadhi. Babaji Chaitanya, who had attained Mahasamadhi long back, was the guru or master for Tukaram. Sai Baba, who attained Mahasamadhi some years back, was the master for Sri B. V. Narasimha Swami. Even the recent Shivaneshan Swamiji also accepted Sai Baba as his guru. Vinayak visited one Datta Mandir on one Thursday. Instead of Datta Bhagavan, he saw a Samadhi Mandir in his place. Vinayak was astonished or surprised. The very next day, he saw the Mahasamadhi photograph of Sai Baba at his friend's house. He could know that it was the Mahasamadhi that he has seen at the Datta Mandir the previous day. But he was dissatisfied that he could not get living guru. He went to Khedgaon after a week and had the darshan of Narayan Maharaj. He felt that Narayan Maharaj was his guru, but the paisa of one guru belonged to that guru only. Paisa here means or refers to the disciples. Sadgurus or the great masters never take the disciples of other masters as theirs. Here too, the same thing happened. Vinayak got a dream the same night. Sri Narayan Maharaj appeared in his dream and asked him, "Why you did not go to Shirdi? There is no difference between me and Sri Sai Baba." Vinayak was awakened with this dream. Vinayak immediately visited Shirdi and could experience Sai Baba as his master or guru, and later was blessed with spiritual progress. To conclude, we too are paisa of Sainath, that is, the believers or followers of Sai Baba. Bow to Sri Sai, peace be to all. The moral of the story: Baba is always alive. He has no death and no birth. Only if he wants will anybody become his follower or his disciple. Hence, we all are blessed to have Sai Baba as our Sadguru. Let us all follow his principles and surrender to him wholeheartedly. Continue to have Shraddha and Saburi always. Believe that Sai Baba is with us every moment of our breath. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.